If you've been listening to immigration news, you know that President Biden is seeking to strengthen worthy immigration programs. The bad news is that many less than honest folks will attempt to take advantage of his efforts to line their own pockets with undeserved profits. And worse, immigrants who genuinely deserve permanent residence will be subjected to being labeled with a public black eye once again, as persons seeking benefits through false pretenses. Hi, I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. A little knowledge can be a dangerous thing, especially when it comes to immigration law and programs like the U visa, programs that offer a tightly controlled path to permanent residence, but are subjected to less than honest promotion schemes as a simplistic road to green card heaven. So what is a U visa? In short, U visas are visas A for victims of crimes, B who suffered substantial mental or physical abuse, and C who are willing to help law enforcement authorities investigate or prosecute those crimes. The program centers upon protecting folks from certain types of nefarious offenses, like domestic abuse, sexual assault, human trafficking, and other violent acts. The concept of the program may sound simple, but it is not a simplistic program. It was not designed to assist victims who provide minimal help in matters in which they incurred minimal, if any, psychological or physical harm. Yet, there are countless lawyers willing to invest in ads on radio, television, and the internet with a false sense of confidence how easy these cases are to be won. Many nonprofit advocates and notarios also engage in similar marketing. They often entice immigrants to seek their services by dangling the holy grail of employment authorization. Armed with such misleading information, immigrants are often too quick to pounce on such cures. One of the limits to U visas is that there is a yearly cap of 10,000 grants per year. The current backlog is over 200,000 cases. How many of these cases meet the stringent requirements for winning a U visa is unknown. President Biden has called for an increase to 30,000 grants per year. That seems like a reasonable and doable objective. Yet, as the news of Biden's plan circulates, you can expect the purveyors of false information to reinvigorate their claims of Easy Street. And that's not good for those who will be duped or for victims who truly deserve being granted a U visa for helping to protect their community against crime. So be cautious. When you hear such immigration news in the coming weeks and months, be sure to double-check the validity of the information you heard. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.